This is Cougar Post-Match Live. Post-match coverage of BYU women's soccer is brought to you by Smith's Food and Drug. Get double fuel points and free grocery delivery with a boost by Smith's Rewards membership. Also brought to you by Zions Bank. For big-time banking with a home team feel, Zions Bank is for you. Now let's get you back to your host, Jason Shepherd.
The Cougar season coming to an end here in North Carolina. The Tar Heels defeating the Cougars by a final score of 3-2. The Cougar season is done. The Tar Heels will move on to face the winner of Notre Dame and TCU in the Elite Eight. BYU moments ago huddling up, going over some final thoughts from head coach Jennifer Rockwood as the season comes to a close. Obviously very disappointing for the players. I see lots of hugs and everybody trying to sort of realize that after playing such a long season that now it is officially over. Jason Shepherd with you. Let's get you some final stats. Stats brought to you by Smith's Food and Drug. Get more savings and more benefits with Boost by Smith's Rewards membership. You'll enjoy free delivery and 2 fuel points for every dollar you spend on groceries and lots more. Membership starts at just $59, so sign up today at smithsfooddrug.com/boost. BYU outshot 19-10. North Carolina got off 9 more shots. They got off 3 more shots on goal. 9-6 was the advantage for the Tar Heels. BYU with 6 saves. UNC with 4. North Carolina, 7 fouls. BYU with 5. The Tar Heels doubling up the Cougars in corners at 6-3. In fact, for most of the game, BYU only had one corner. Those last two corners came late in this one. BYU, no offsides. UNC with 1. Early in this one, it was UNC getting on the board first. In the 13th minute, a goal by Talia De La Peruta put the Tar Heels up 1-0. Then in the 19th minute, the Cougars would get the equalizer from Olivia Wade. Olivia Wade has it. Crossing midfield. Room to run. Has McCarthy to her right. Gets past the defender. Shot with the left foot! It's good! That's a goal for Olivia Wade! And she scores BYU's first goal just like she did on Thursday. And that's the equalizer. 1-1 here in Carolina. 1-1 would be our halftime score in the second half. 58th minute, Maddie Dahleen. And remember that name because she would come up big in the second half. Would give North Carolina the lead again at 2-1. Then in the 65th minute, Dahleen would add another goal and put Carolina in position with a 3-1 advantage. BYU was not done. They would fight back to pull within a goal in the 69th minute. The freshman, Allie Fryer. Fryer, shot with the right foot, and it goes! That ball kept sailing right over the outreached arms of Emily Allen, and BYU back within a goal. It's the freshman, Allie Fryer, pulling the Cougars closer. And that's as close as the Cougars would get. Final score from North Carolina, Tar Heels 3, Cougars 2. We'll take a break. See Coach Rockwood still out on the pitch. We'll take a break. Hopefully be able to talk with her when we come back as Cougar Post Game Live continues here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar Post Match Live continues on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Let's rejoin Jason Shepherd.
Welcome back to Dorrance Field on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Season coming to a close for the BYU Cougars, losing 3-2 to the number 2 seed North Carolina Tar Heels. They'll move on to face the winner of TCU and Notre Dame. I can see head coach Jennifer Rockwood making her way across the pitch, so we will be joined by her momentarily. There may be an opportunity here where I need to step out of the press box here because the door to the press box locks when it's closed. So there's a chance that we may actually have to. Corbin, can we take a quick break here? Can we do that? All right, we're going to take a quick break in just a moment. That way, I can make sure that Coach can get in here. making her way up the stairs, and we will talk with her just in just a moment as the season comes to a close. All right, let's take a 30-second break. I'm going to make sure Coach can get in, and we'll talk with the coach on the other side on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar Post-Match Live continues on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Let's rejoin Jason Shepherd.
North Carolina defeats BYU by a final score of 3-2 here in North Carolina. Welcome back to the press box here at Dorrance Field, joined now by the head coach of the Cougars, Jennifer Rockwood. Our post-game coach's interview brought to you by Zions Bank. For big-time banking with a home team feel, Zions Bank is for you. I know it's disappointing, Coach, when you lose a game, especially one that ends the season, but maybe give me an overall feeling on this one today.
Oh, it's always, you know, tough to lose, and especially the last game when you end your season. We've had such a fantastic season, and we've come so far, and you know, we were up against obviously a very good, very talented, very deep North Carolina team, and I think we gave them all that they could barely handle. I really thought we'd get that tying goal there towards the end when we had a lot of the momentum, and but, you know, hats off to them. They're a fantastic team. It's fun to be out here in such a great environment for college women's soccer, and just really proud of our team. And, you know, we've come a long way, like I said, and had so much great success, and you know, it's always hard when it comes to an end, but we got a lot to look forward to for the future. Got a lot of good experience this year with a lot of people returning. And, you know, we honor Natalie Wells, who was our only senior and captain and leader of this team. So we'll definitely miss her, but lots to look forward to for the next year.
Well, and I thought was impressive, and you guys have shown this all season long, the fight you guys had, because you're down a goal, then you get the equalizer. Olivia ties things up. That's your mm-hmm. halftime score. Then you're down two goals,
yeah.
And then Allie brings you within one, and then the pressure's on them because now they don't have that cushion anymore. Mm-hmm. I thought the fight that the team showed was not something that was surprising. I think it's something that's been a part of this team all year.
Yeah, we showed a lot of fight and a lot of confidence that we could come back, and we just really kind of – we were off a little bit. You know, we struggled to get some balls in behind and be as dangerous as we typically are, but, you know, like I said, North Carolina, they're very deep. They're very good. They were able to keep the ball a little bit more than we would have liked, and we didn't stop some of the dangerous services. That go-ahead goal was really disappointing. It just, you know, we have to stop those services. We had too many balls served in front of us. But, you know, I thought Sav had probably the best game of her year. She came big in the net, and just everybody I thought really battled and would have liked to put one more away. But, you know, great season, proud of the team, and we'll get going for next year.
Well, and I realize it's very difficult to do this right after, but when you look at the season with everything that was involved in it, what will stand out to you, do you think?
You know, it's just such a great group of girls, so fun. They work so hard. They were very resilient. You know, coming off last season, so many of them felt some pressure, and it took us a while to kind of find our new identity without some of those great players from last year. But this group really kind of came into their own. We found different ways to play. We found different ways to score than we had in the past. And just a really fun group of girls who are you know, just great to be around, work hard, they battle, they're super competitive, and they expect a lot from themselves. They're very disappointed. We really believe that we could come in here and beat North Carolina, but, you know, you got to always believe, you got to have good expectations, and we'll be back.
It's also the end of an era in terms of you, I believe, you guys are the first program on campus to be done with WCC play. You now will move into the Big 12. I think you're the first that can kind of officially look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just a thought or two on ending the era of the WCC and looking ahead to the Big 12.
Well, you know, the WCC has been such a big part of our program's development, especially upwards of the national level. I think 12 years ago today, you know, we played North Carolina for the Elite Eight BYU. And, you know, I think during those last 10 years, being in the WCC has continued to help us stay, you know, super nationally relevant and a big participant that someone that teams hopefully look up to and are afraid to play. You know, we look forward to going into the Big 12 for sure. You know, TCU is leading the charge in that conference. I think Texas and West Virginia were in the NCAA tournament again this year. TCU will play tomorrow. So it'll be a super competitive conference, top to bottom. Look forward to a new challenge. And, you know, with everybody returning, we'll be ready to roll.
Well, I know I speak for Greg when I say we appreciate all your access and availability throughout the entire season, pregame, postgame. We really do appreciate it, and thank you once again for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason. We're lucky to have you and Greg following us and giving us the support and letting our fans listen to you guys talk about us. So it's awesome.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for letting us do it. Thank
awesome.
You, Coach.
Thanks.
All right, that's the head coach of the Cougars, Jennifer Rockwood, and that's going to do it from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. BYU falls to UNC by a final score of 3-2. Certainly want to thank everybody back in our BYU radio studios. Thank you to Corbin for running our board for us, Terry South, our engineer, Barry Squires, for everybody that has helped us through the entire season. We certainly appreciate what you do behind the scenes. I know our normal analyst, Rachel Manning-Jorgensen, was not on this trip. She just had a baby, so congratulations to the Jorgensens. Appreciate all that Rachel does, not just on the air, but also what she does working with the team in her capacity. She really makes a lot of the team go from behind the scenes. So we certainly missed her on this trip, but I know she's loving on that little baby of hers. So I want to let Rachel know that we missed her and can't wait for to have her back on the calls with us next season. I want to thank Kendall Peterson for joining me at halftime. Also, head coach Jennifer Rockwood for all that she has done and all of the availability she gives to both Greg and I throughout the entire season. She is she's phenomenal with that, and we certainly appreciate it. So for all the people that I mentioned before, my name is Jason Shepherd, saying so long from Dorns Field at North Carolina. BYU falls 3-2 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You've been listening to live coverage of BYU women's soccer on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's match has been brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Brought to you by Smith's Food and Drug. Get double fuel points and free grocery delivery with a boost by Smith's Rewards membership. Also brought to you by Wilner and O'Reilly. Immigration solutions in Utah and abroad at WilnerO'Reilly.com. Utah Children's Dental Network. Utah's network of premier pediatric dentists, orthodontists, and oral surgeons. Learn more at UtahCDN.com. Also brought to you by Zions Bank. For big-time banking with a home team feel, Zions Bank is for you. BYU Women's Soccer is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Kevin Worthen, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Women's Soccer is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.